basically this file allows you to create custom boobs that appear on your chest, and you can adjust the size up or down, more or less sensitive, lactating or not. Whatever you want to do, you can adjust it with your own mind. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. From now on, whenever you or anyone else says boob tryout, you will instantly see boobs on your chest. If you're male, this will be a new experience. If you're female, they'll probably get a little larger and become boobs, not just breasts. At that moment, the moment you see them, you will feel them, you will experience them, and you will know instinctively that you can make them grow, you can make them be more sensitive, you can make them shrink, you can even make them lactate. In fact, you will control them completely in your own mind. You will be able to adjust their size. You'll be able to make them lactate. You'll make them more or less sensitive. But they will still be very, very real to you. Go ahead and imagine them. Imagine what will happen when you say, boob tryout. You will immediately feel them there on your chest, hanging there, the weight, the shape, the nipples. Imagine exactly what they will look like. Imagine how they will change the way your shirt fits. Imagine how they will feel there as a part of your body. Go ahead, picture it in your mind. Picture it in your mind, the perfect little picture. Imagine the boobs. And now, imagine them normally sensitive. Just a little touch, you can feel them. Doesn't feel too different. Now imagine them very sensitive, where every single touch seems to send shivers through your body, and your nipples practically take you to an orgasm just by touching them. You may adjust exactly how sensitive they are. You may adjust exactly how big they are. You can make them small as you want, shrinking them down to a little more than an A cup, or as large as you want. Imagine the boobs of some fantasy porn star that are just huge. You may make them any size you desire. You may make them lactate. That's right. You can make it so that they produce milk, so that if you reach up and twist your nipple, you'll feel little drops of milk pouring out of your nipples. You will feel them, you will see them, you will be able to touch them, smell them. If they're large enough, you can lick them. It doesn't really matter. You will just simply be able to grow them to any size you want, just by choosing that size in your own mind. You will imagine the size, and you will feel them adjusting to that size immediately. Just
instantly, as soon as you decide you want them to be a different size. But you have to decide it. You have to think to yourself exactly what size you want them to be, exactly how you want them to change. And the moment you're done thinking about it, it will begin to happen. The change will happen over a few seconds, and then they will be that way. They will be that way, and they will remain that way until you or somebody else says, "Boob, go, bye-bye." That's right. When you hear or say the words, "Boob, go, bye-bye," then they disappear and return exactly the way they were before you heard the original trigger phrase, before you heard the special phrase, "Boob, try out," that caused them to grow and change as you desire. And that's all that's going to happen. There are no extra features. It just simply works that way. You can make them grow or shrink, be more or less sensitive. You can even adjust the size of the nipples. Anything that you can imagine, you can cause to happen to your boobs. You can even make them lactate. Make them produce milk. This is within your power, and you are completely capable of doing it. And you will do it as soon as you hear the word, "Boob, try out." That is simply the way it is. It is a very simple idea, and it is one that you are going to enjoy. It's just something you can do anytime you want to, for as long or as short a period of time as you want. You have complete control over this trigger, and you can end it at any time you want. It's simply completely within your control. You can control them utterly, making them as small or as large as you want, making them as sensitive as you desire, adjusting the size of the nipples, making them produce milk, anything that you want to do. And you may trigger it within yourself, growing them to whatever size you may desire. That is simply the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this file. You have chosen to go down into this trance. And you want the effects to happen. And you want them to feel very, very real. And therefore, each and every time you listen to this file, you will find the effects sinking in a little deeper, becoming a little bit more real. You will find the trigger working a little bit better. Each and every time you use it, it will be a little more effective. You will find it a very simple and pleasurable thing to do, and you can do it at any time, any place, and you will feel them instantly. That's right. That's all there is to it. So, now it's time. Time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five. Refresh. And awake with your newfound trigger implanted deeply in your mind. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed it.